Listening to this Fifi, Fev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time, to feel like you're living in a resort every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Hey, someone on a television show over in the States, a morning television show, thought it would be a good idea for the TV reporters, the journos on the set, to eat the world's hottest chili live on air. Didn't necessarily go down very well.
I've got hiccups now. I get hiccups when I eat something hot. I gotta go home.
Here's a good thing. There's only 10 calories.
Oh, Natalie's losing her breath. Oh, Natalie threw up. Ooh, this is going very poorly, folks. Clean up aisle. Someone get her help, please. She needs help, seriously.
You're a doctor. Get down here.
All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll get Natalie together. This is some serious action.
Is she on the floor at that point? It's obviously quite visual, but it sounded horrific.
Well, what a shame, though, our show, our breakfast show, isn't global, international, because these newbies, these amateurs, might have known that, no, this has been done before. Mm-hmm. And also, as a warning to anybody, shouldn't ever be done again. Because only at the start of this year, Fev, it was February, and in the month of February, Fev does whatever you want him to do. It's a little thing. It's going to take off. February's not long away now.
Looking forward to it.
We're not doing it again, surely.
And you were challenged, Fev, by one of our wonderful listeners to try three chili sauces because they just wanted to know which one was the hottest and which was the best.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I remember it well. My favourite part was when the paramedics turned up. You were dying,
we've got a problem.
Get the milk.
We have a problem.
Are you okay?
He's actually going to vomit.
Don't vomit. I can't have you vomit.
Okay, this is not ideal.
This is bad.
Where's the milk?
Get in here now. Please help him. He's going to be sick.
Actually, he's going to die.
How do we not have a bucket?
He's actually...
Please. Byron, can you throw to a song?
Do we will take
really
it.
Good.
He's crying.
We've got to go to a break.
He's in tears. All his
vomit. Oh, yuck. Okay.
The fact, I've forgotten about that, and the fact that you all laughed was very, very hurtful.
Bev, I was panicking.
I had blood pouring out of my nose.
It was wrong. Everything about that was... Feb, you were lying on the couch and we had two ambulance members have to come and look after you.
Like, my heart was racing.
I know. Don't think I was... I was panicking. I didn't want to look at your vomit. But it was genuinely...
Nervous. It was like a nervous laughter.
It was a nervous giggle.
You were pissing yourself.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Good mate of the show is on the line, Fifi.
Yeah, do you know what I love about the Australian music industry? That everybody bands together and does great things for people in need. And Sony Music have got together their all-stars. Incredible talent have all come together. Nat Bassingthwaite, Daryl Braithwaite, Fev, one of your big heroes.
He's singing horses.
Tommy Emmanuel, John Farnham, Delta Goodrum, so many names, Dami Im, and this man,
the backup
Anthony Kalia. No, he's not the backup singer, he's the star. Anthony, welcome to the show, buddy.
Morning, Spunks, how you doing?
We're doing well, and we're just giving you and all your mates and Sony a great pat on the back for this new charity single. You've got together with an incredible lineup to record with a little help from my friends, all for charity. Anthony, can you tell us a little bit about that charity?
Absolutely. It's the Sony Foundation, and essentially their aim is to open up a UCAN centre in every major state around the country. And there's currently one in Melbourne, which I've gone to a couple times, and there's one in Perth, and I think they've just opened up the Sydney one. And essentially it's a space for kids with cancer between the age of 15 and 25, and it's, you know, to try and close that gap between, you know, adult and paediatric care. And there is that gap in the system where they just don't get the assistance and the help that they need, and let alone a space and the support that they need. So it's just creating a really beautiful space that they can go and connect with other people their age going through similar situation. And it's a beautiful centre in Melbourne that I've been to, and essentially they just want to open up one around, you know, one in each capital city around the country.
And speaking about beautiful things, Anthony, that is you and also your new album. How's that going?
God, you're a suck.
How's it going, mate? The album?
Yeah, no, the album's great, and the tour's kicked off really well. So can't wait to to get around the country next year. But yeah, not there to talk about that. Talk about Sony Foundation.
Yeah, yeah. We can't wait to get you back in here, Ant. That when you were in here a few weeks ago singing, we want to get you back in. So
good stuff, mate. Yeah,
maybe we could get you all in to sing with a little help from my friends.
There's 29 of them.
29 artists.
Could you imagine the egos all in one room?
just yours is enough to handle, Anthony. What's more, the 28 others? But anyway, there we go. With a little help from my friends. Just as well you're here for charity, mate. Us, we would have been very firm on you this morning. And you can download the song as well.
Go have an espresso.
iTunes, Sony Music All-Stars, featuring Anthony Kalia and so many other names. The Veronicas are on there, Jai Waitford, Olivia Newton-John. It's a cast of thousands.
Anthony Kalia!
See you, mate.
See you. Take care.
Fifi, Feb and Byron. 131060, I'm interested to hear from anyone who had a fight with their boyfriend last night after The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, because I did. And it was unfortunate.
How
and
could
I
you possibly fight? It's such a wonderful moment. It's beautiful.
And when I say fight, I'm overcooking it. It's not that bad. But we definitely had a moment.
I don't reckon Stephen would have given two hoots about The Bachelor.
He didn't. He certainly didn't. He didn't care for me comparing him to Stu. So anyway, if you watched it, you would have seen there was this incredibly romantic moment. They're all dressed up. They're on this Fijian island and they're declaring their love for each other.
And the second thing is, I'm in love with you.
You love me.
So in love with you.
I love you so much.
So after that, I flicked off the telly, turned to him and said, how do you feel about me? And I'm just, if anyone else who tries this after a really romantic movie or television show, not doesn't always go as planned, because he just looked at me and went, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do that, because we've just watched on the TV.
It would be tacky in a way to actually do it.
Yeah, and look, I won't lie. That's part of me why I really like him, because I'm like, good. Because you're not that sappy guy that's going to... And he said, I'm not going to declare my undying love for you, because Stu did that for Sophie. That's weird.
This is exactly what Stephen would have said.
What?
It's not about you, Fiona. Pass me the chips and dip.
Fifi, Feb and Byron. Isn't it funny, we were only talking the other day about Justin Timberlake going back to perform at the Super Bowl, and everyone reminded...
14 years.
14 years since Nipplegate with Janet Jackson.
That's right.
Well played.
Well, do you think, if you don't remember this, it was when at the end of a performance, Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson, he put his arm around her and he went to pull her top, and her boob was just sitting there for everyone to see.
Sure.
Imagine if that happened now, Boxy.
Why?
All the political correctness, people.
Or would anyone care? Because social media since then, it's basically you see nipples all the time.
Right.
And,
good point.
It's Nipplegate every day.
It is.
Instagram's Nipplegate.
You're right.
You get lots of accidental ones. Now, Chrissy Teigen, supermodel wife of John Legend, she, on Snapchat, accidentally had a nip slip. So she was standing there about to get a spray tan and she covered herself, but she'd wrapped one arm so far around herself to cover her left boob that the little cheeky nipple on her right boob snuck out. Bang! Live on Snapchat.
And did the other nipple get upset?
No, I don't believe it did. I believe Chrissy might have got upset and deleted the post. But
in Fev's world, nipples have feelings and emotions?
No, it's like when I dance with one shoulder.
Right.
And then that gets upset, so the left comes in, and then they come in together, and that's how I start my groove. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. There's a bit of tension between these two.
They fight with each other.
Yeah.
And since we're talking about nipples, also got very strange nipples that do weird things.
Yeah, I milk them.
He can lactate, ladies. That's something that Fev can do.
If your phone topic is going to be, are you a man whose nipples lactate? No, thank you.
No. What are the fun things about social media? Let's be honest. And these things always go viral, because when somebody does an accidental flashing, and I remember only a few weeks ago, I saw this in my feed, a woman was taking a photo of a dress to upload to, like, I don't know, Gumtree or eBay, and the photo of the dress hanging in the wardrobe, but there was a mirror next to it and she was stark naked.
Wow.
But she didn't realise her reflection was in the mirror that was next to the dress. It's an accidental flashing on social media. 131060, have you done it? Had a nip slip, had a worse one. The nude, who did, someone else did it, guys. Mm-hmm. Someone was sitting on a bed.
I think Axel Whitehead did it with his nut.
Well, he did it with the Arias. That was a bit different. Somebody took a photo of themselves, famous person.
There was the famous Robin Thicke one where there was a mirror behind him and he was with a couple of girls that weren't his wife, and his hand might have been somewhere it shouldn't have been in the reflection of the mirror. and that lost him his marriage.
Yeah.
But that was not quite his own. That wasn't him showing a bit of himself. But
no, that was him. Well, that was that. I'm gonna put that in the category too. Accidentally revealing things you shouldn't be doing on social media.
Good. We'll take all of them. 13 10 60 is the number.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fif, accidental flashes on social media.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend's supermodel wife, great mate of Kim Kardashian. She didn't realise she was uploading a photo of herself. She was ready for a spray tan. She's sort of standing there nude but covered her boobs. But one of her little nipples had slipped out the side.
Nipple
and bit. It was cheeky, saying a bit of a hello under her arm.
Right.
And people are very quick to point out accidental flashing on social media. Jason Biggs, remember the Hollywood actor, American Pie actor a few years ago?
Mm.
His wife was taking a selfie of him just sitting on the toilet and he was reading a book. But if you looked under the book, you could see what was going on.
What was going on down below?
Well, he was just
Don't say that.
Blowing in the breeze. But anyway, the accidental flashing.
Good point.
Lauren in Sunbury. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. How you going?
Good, Lauren. Have you accidentally flashed, revealed something on social media? I can actually tell that Lauren's accidentally hung up on us. But that's okay.
Oh, that's a shame. She's accidentally hung up. We'll come back to Lauren. We'll move on.
We'll move on to Sarah in St Kilda.
She
Hi,
was
Sarah.
A flash in the pan.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, Sarah. What did you accidentally flash?
Oh, a good friend of mine got me some Christmas ornaments a few Christmases ago, and I was living in the UK at the time, and I moved back to Australia. And put them up on my Christmas tree at the end of last year, Christmas last year. And I was in the shower and I was thinking to myself, oh, I better go take some photos of that Christmas tree ornaments that I've got them up and I'll send them to her. Jumped out straight away, ran to the Christmas tree, took photos, put them up on her Facebook page, on her wall, not realising that there was a bauble that was quite reflective right next to it. And, yeah, it happened to get about 25 to 30 likes from random people I didn't know, and I couldn't understand why.
Getting a lot of traction online.
Just a little bit. I was trending, so, yeah.
What I love about that, Sarah, though, is I know what that's like when you're in the shower and something occurs to you and you've got to do it immediately.
Yeah.
Like you go
the
right,
time
and you've got no clothes on, and you're like, "I'll do that while I'm doing while I'm naked."
Exactly. Yeah.
Good on you, Sarah. Wow.
Thanks for that, Sarah.
Unbelievable.
Now we've got a good mate of ours, Joshy Jansen. Josh, are you there?
I didn't know you were going to use my full name. Hi. How are you doing?
Would you prefer an alias?
Look, can we go? Yeah, can we go with Anon?
Anon has given us a call. Definitely not a good friend of our show, Josh Jansen.
I haven't spoken to you for so long. How are you?
Really good. No, this is lovely. No, it's really good. All is well.
Do the social stuff off air.
Okay, Josh, we'll chat later, but please share the story about your accidental flashing.
No, it was actually, it was when I was working at Fox and I had gotten my weight to 101.9, which I thought was really great, and I took a photo with a bit of content to share with everyone.
Oh, great, because Fox is 101.9 FM and you looked at your weight. Great.
Yeah,
nice,
exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. And I framed it and I was framing it so I thought it was a bit too intimate to have my feet, my naked feet in the shot. So I went in a bit closer just to get the numbers. So I was very focused on getting the numbers nice and clear, and it wasn't until I posted it that my girlfriend, Bree, said, Josh, you've posted a reflection of your penis in the scale. So the reflection has obviously,
Is it still up there, Josh? There.
But no, it was taken down.
Oh, interestingly.
Because the only way that you can weigh yourself is naked, right?
Absolutely.
So, but that's
100%.
That's
I'm with that at the moment.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Josh. Probably not the sort of promotion Fox was looking for, but
no,
thank you.
No,
and then Josh dropped under 101.9. We had to get rid of him.
There's your out. But I've got something to say.
Oh, good on you, because I'd
already told him to go, because I wanted to say, because
I just did a good zinger.
You did a great zinger.
This would be better than my zinger.
Well, I don't know if it was, but I was up in Brisbane. It was when Alex was on Dancing with the Stars, and it was the grand final. And I was watching with a couple of teammates. And I didn't like the fact that – and we weren't together at the time. Didn't like the fact that she was dancing with a guy. Hated it. But we weren't together, so I had to suck it up.
Yep.
And then she danced, and her nipple fell out of her dress.
Oh,
her boob fell out.
Poor Alex.
Yeah,
everyone saw
it. Yeah, everyone saw it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, I did. Didn't like it.
I bet you didn't.
Cover up, baby.
Fev.
I got no out. I just wanted to tell that story.
Josh, you got any other jokes?
I've got nothing.
Oh, there we go.
Byron. Remember, Byron, out on a high.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Here was the moment last night. The Bachelorette on Channel 10.
And the second thing is,
so lovely.
You're lovely.
So lovely.
I love you so much.
It was just such whispering. A beautiful moment. I feel like we'd wait. It was the most anticipated moment on Australian television this year, and we are joined by the newly in love, out in the open couple, Sophie Monk and Stu. Welcome to the show.
How you going, guys?
We're great. Okay, now, just to be very clear to everyone listening, you are on separate phones, so we'll try and direct our questions to you so this
Which
isn't
is really
a mess.
Really weird because we're in the same room looking through glass.
Hang on, what?
You sound
We've
very...
been separated for months, and yet we still are somehow.
Oh.
You sound very tired, Soph. Been up?
Oh, yeah, I'm a little bit run down, I'd say.
Guys, just quickly, this just
happened last night.
Just for some context, just quickly, this is their first interview together. This is the first time.
Okay, this is the first time you two have been able to speak publicly about this amazing relationship. First of all, okay, to you, Soph, what was it like watching it last night and being so raw and honest and sitting there with Stu on the couch? What was that experience like?
It was so weird. And we also watched it with my hair and makeup artist and my stylist, and we're lying on the bed, so it was a bit weirder too. But it was pretty emotional to watch. And I didn't know how upset Jared got either. Oh. So it was quite heartbreaking.
Now, so if I don't know you too well, but the guys in the studio have obviously worked with you before and know you really well. So I'm really happy that you've found your man and your heart's been filled, which is great. And now let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, here we go. Did you guys, obviously, there's a bit of rumour going around that you guys have met before. How many dates did you go on? How many pashes did you have?
What are you, Ray Martin?
Well, no, we only met for a second.
Oh, come on.
Like 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah, we met once down at Woolloomooloo in Sydney. Yes. And it was 5 to 10 minutes.
It's well. I'm going to say it's the best bachelor outcome I've ever seen. You two clearly look made for each other. I believe you both. Like, you know, there have been other where I'm going, no, they're just saying that for the cameras. You two really put it out there. It was all so beautiful. And I guess you know that you were all papped yesterday in the same hotel. And so if there's those photos of you, did see Jared. How is Jared? Like, is he okay? Because now we're all worried about Jared.
He's so lovely and sweet and like he's so gracious for the even though people have been picking on him, which is a bit mean.
I know.
He's the only one of the guys that I think haven't whinged about media. He's gone, you know, grateful for the experience, and he's really humble and nice.
Stu, how did you go watching some of those kisses between Jared and Sophie last night?
That was pretty tough, but it was also emotional. It turns out I'm a crier. I never thought I was.
Oh, Stewie.
Can I say I'm also, I have a bone to pick with both of you, and I'm going to guess there are girls and men, particularly all over Australia, who do. So I've watched it last night with my boyfriend, and then you two were just so in love and so romantic. So we've turned off the telly. And I've turned to him and gone, so, how do you feel about me? and he's gone, no, not now, not in the mood. And I'm like, well, Stu's like had like 3 dates with Sophie. Look how he feels about her. So we've ended up having a fight and nearly breaking up because you two got together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, so now just put
really
back on.
Sorry.
Yeah, so thank you, Stu. I appreciate that. And, now you can go and hide and be followed by Paps and try to enjoy some time together.
Okay. That'll be heaps of fun.
Time for one last one, Fev, and behave yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to behave myself. Oh, they're in love. This is amazing. I was touched. Love the batch. I was actually sitting at my daughter's year 12 dinner, and I was watching it on my iPhone. That's how much I was into the batch, and I had all the year 12 girls going, who's going to win? I said, Stu's going to win. But on behalf of the Fox guys, we're going to send you a nice little pot plant so we can watch your life grow together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Am I allowed to wee on this one?
Yeah, you can.
There we go. Jeez, they've got a good sense of humour, don't they? Good stuff.
We wish you all the best, guys, and also a big shout out to Jared. So if you've been so lovely to Jared, like you, my heart just breaks for him. He seems like the loveliest guy, and we shouldn't forget poor Jared and all this. You know, big shout out to him. He's a great guy, and hopefully he finds a lovely girl. But now back to you two. You're wonderful. We've loved you, and good luck. This
good
is so
luck.
Exciting.
I know. We can walk down the street now.
Yeah!
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Okay, now we just had a chat with Soph and Stu, and it was one of those cliffhangers, but it wasn't. We all knew Stu would win. But it was one of those big moments in the finale of a Bachelor or Bachelorette series where it was a stark contrast. So, and I actually think Jared is gets such a rough run in the press and with trolls. It's not, you know, all the stage five clinger stuff. He's gone on a show. He's really played hard for a woman, and then he's been torn apart by some online news sources. I think it's mean. But the funny thing is, and, you know, Sophie, I think, has clearly fallen in love with Stu. I don't think there's anything other than genuine emotion there. But lots of people have been saying, and we were part of that, going, oh, the guy with the yacht is clearly going to win.
Sure.
When you're worth half a million.
Richie did.
Yeah, $500 million. A fair chance. And you're good looking, because he's good looking. He's got a great personality.
Check.
It was like, duh, check, he's mate. Going to win. But there looked like there was a good connection with Jared. She really liked him. But it's interesting because I'm not saying this is exactly what Sophie went through, but there's an argument to say she had a multimillionaire in front of her and a winemaker. Now, winemakers do very well.
Sure.
But I'm just going to say it was a lot of people very superficially went, well, she's clearly going to go for the guy with money. And this can happen in the real world because, let's be honest, that's TV. So pair that back to the real world. And I'd be interested to hear from anyone who's been on the dating scene. And, you know, with the onset of Tinder and lots of online dating, you can find yourself in a situation where you've been on a couple of dates with different various men or women.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've gone, okay, that guy, we click, we're going great, but this other guy, he's loaded. And you know what? Oh, I'd have a great lifestyle. I'd never have to worry about bills. I'd love to hear from somebody who has walked away from a wealthy man or a wealthy woman, a great opportunity, and gone for love with maybe a person that doesn't have necessarily the best job in the world.
Some of the more humble background.
Works at Target. I'll break it down for you, Boxy. Off camera, I heard this on a good source.
Oh, dear.
I got a good source.
Oh, from the Bachelorette.
From the Bachelorette.
Jeez.
Soph said to Stu, will you buy me a winery or a vineyard? and he said, yeah, of course I will. See you later, Jared. Okay. I've got the $500 million and a winery.
We can't confirm that actually happened.
That's a rumour. That's what they reckon.
I believe personality should win out over money. And 131060, if you have chosen personality over money, we'd love to hear from you.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Okay, now we were talking about the Bachelorette finale last night. Sophie and Stu gone off into the sunset, happily ever after. And this is not a reflection on them, but a lot of people were saying it's a no-brainer. She's going to pick Stu, not necessarily because they've got great chemistry, but because he's a multi-millionaire.
Yep.
And in life, some people would find themselves on a dating scene and maybe they like a couple of guys or a couple of girls. And then it comes down to, oh, yes, he's got a great personality and we click, but he owns five properties on the Gold Coast and he's a multimillionaire. So then you go...
And he's got a yacht.
That would make my life easier. But we said, have you picked personality over money? You've walked away from an incredible life opportunity where you'd never have to worry about money again and you've gone with somebody because they tell a good joke.
So you're saying five bedrooms on the Gold Coast, a yacht... Or old Jono from down the street with a one-bedroom apartment that's having 2 minute noodles for dinner.
Yeah, that's it. And I love that love story. Laura Lee in Bowen North. Hi, how are you, Laura Lee? Is it Bowen?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Laura Lee, thank you for ringing in. Which situation did you find yourself in choosing personality over money?
I used to be engaged at the time. The fellow, his mother was the second richest woman in Texas.
And I turned
that down for fell head over heels for a Victorian farmer.
Laura
Lee, you win.
That's so, Laura Lee. I mean, firstly, you've obviously fallen in love with this guy, and love does conquer all. But what was that? What was the moment when you're making a decision? Because that's second
Texas
richest
is a big place.
Person in Texas.
I mean, that's oil money.
Yeah, they owned. They still do islands off Texas and all sorts of things. But he's still in the family. He married my niece, in actual fact. But
Oh, that's a separate
Do you have any regrets, Laura? Do you have any regrets?
No.
Hey, hang on a second. Let's go back. So your niece is living the life that you could have lived?
Yes.
Is she having fun?
Yes.
Wow, no regrets?
No, not regrets as far as, no, I So, like I said, head over heels for...
Are you still madly in love with your Victorian farmer?
No, we were married for 20 years.
And, oh, it's over.
I still love him to pieces, oh. though.
Oh, no,
no, that's that Laurelie. I love that you are very happy in your life, and you know what? It's great.
What?
Thanks so much,
Fifi, Feb, and Byron.
We love our music here on the Fox, and we do a little segment every morning. It's a bit earlier than this. If you're not listening to the show at about 6:30 a.m., we have a segment that switches. It's either Boxy's bangers. I get a red card. Then Feb's favourite come in.
Yeah, you
in.
Get to pick a song.
Now Feb often gets red carded because he continues to play the same song, and that is a rule. You cannot have repetition. But every time he gets this opportunity,
but it's Australia's
he plays
song.
Daryl Braithwaite's Horses.
Right.
Now, this morning, you'd gotten your favourite back, and you chose, because of a special occasion this weekend,
Cox
to play
plate.
The song.
Let's have a listen.
Tomorrow is Cox Plate Day.
You played it 2 days ago.
No, I never played it. It was yours. And the great Daryl Braithwaite will stand there on the lawn of the valley, just as the horses go up to run the 2,040-metre round.
Listen to him. That was at 6:30 this morning, and he was like a school kid on Christmas Eve.
It's one of the great days.
It is, and it's one of the great songs, and we often play it at about 6:30, 6:40 every morning.
It's the unofficial national anthem.
It's the only song you ever play on our radio station.
100%.
So we thought, with a Cox Plate tomorrow, why don't we play it again now in Broadway?
Oh,
it's
yes.
25 to 9. Get
this
it on.
Is a
but,
surprise.
Feb, we thought we'd get somebody to introduce the song with you. Somebody pretty special. Look at the man behind you. He's coming into the studio.
Oh, it's Daryl!
Daryl's in the
Daryl! Yeah, Daryl!
Feb's hugging Daryl. Daryl Braithwaite.
This is unbelievable!
Well, thanks for popping in, Daryl.
Oh, mate. It's quite all right. My pleasure.
This is, you've made right. this
How
man so
I
happy.
I'm up and about.
Have a look at the great man.
I can't believe he's here.
Darryl, we do,
I can't sing now
we do
I'm
breakfast radio every day of the week, and the only thing that gets Feb up is your song Horses. He lives for it.
Oh, you must get quite annoyed with him.
Now, Daryl, we want you to hang around, because how often do you get essentially Australian
you
music
don't.
Royalty in your studio? There was a special remix that's been put together, unapproved. You have no say over this,
no,
unfortunately,
no,
Daryl.
No.
It's what we call the Horses Winks remix. So do enjoy this.
Okay, this is what we played out to Melbourne this morning.
Yeah.
Right.
And the people of Melbourne...
And they didn't like it.
Oh, no.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
She comes, Winks, moves up on the outside of Hartnell, then the United States and Happy Clapper. She's racing royalty, this mare. Winks is 4 lengths away. She's cutting loose now. Fox Plate in the front from Ecuador. Winks is down the outside. It's going to get desperate. Winks is going to Fox Plate. Winks dies. Yes!
You little bloody beauty.
Winks gonna be...
Fifi, Feb and Byron on the Fox.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
What we call the Winks remix. What has Feb done to this show? Daryl Braithwaite is in the studio, Fife. This is just an unbelievable moment. On the eve of the Cox Plate, the Valley unfortunately sold out for Cox Plate Day, the only way to be part of this chapter in Australian history, by a Moonee Valley Racing Club membership. You want to do that
Horses,
right now.
Yeah,
Daryl, we
yeah.
love having you here. You've just had to endure hearing your song.
Yeah.
And
no,
you
no,
said
it's
it.
Fine. It's,
the enthusiasm that Brendan Favola has for the song and for you, is it in any way overwhelming?
Oh, and because it's so early too.
I know.
It catches you a little bit off
it's
guard.
A little bit
oh, yeah. No,
I feel
no.
like Jared off The Bachelor.
What's more daunting? So when you tomorrow, because as Feb rightly so says, yep. it's the highlight of the day. It's possibly the highlight of the Spring Carnival, and I'm including the Melbourne Cup in that.
100%.
When you're standing there performing, and the whole place is going nuts for you and your song, is it,
yeah.
is it more overwhelming having Feb or that crowd?
No, no, Feb. I think Brendan and I can call you Brendan.
Yeah.
I think he takes it. Yeah, he takes the cut.
Yeah.
No, but it is. It's amazing out there. It's just incredible. We all stand there, the band and I, and just wait to get told to, okay, start now, and we just wait for a couple of seconds, and You can just feel the tension and
the energy.
It's terrific.
And you don't even need to sing. He just stands
there. Oh, no, you do, though.
No, but you just stand there, you punch out one chorus, and then he just goes to the crowd, and the whole crowd, like having some.
He's got goosebumps.
I've been on this show for nearly 2 years, and we've had people come in and out. This is the greatest moment I've had.
For a long time.
This is great. Daryl, music nerd here, Byron, I have to ask you, The Horses, would you have believed, out of all the songs, because you put out a lot of records, a lot of singles, this song has now taken a life of its own to the point, I reckon it's surpassed K-San, Cold Chisel, You're the Voice, John Farnham. This is now the song that you play if you want to get a pub up and about, if you want 100%. To get an Australian stadium up and about. Can you believe it?
No. And I was only talking yesterday with Rick Price, who people might remember from the late 80s, early 90s, about songs, and in particular The Horses. And there's no rhyme or reason except that obviously it's got something that people gravitate towards, and more so over the last decade. It's picking up steam.
It's funny, Daryl, because I'm an as-the-days-go-by girl. I was even one summer, and then over the past decade, Horses has crept up on me.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
No, because I loved it too. But I, as the days go by, in fact, it's back to being my banger on Monday. I'm playing As the Days Go By.
Right. Don't worry. I'm going to run down the beach, and I can't run because I want a scooter, and I'm going to run down the beach singing Horses. Don't worry about that.
Here's an announcement. This is an exclusive announcement. We can just reveal this. While we played that song, and as we made the announcement coming out of the Winx remix of Horses, Moonee Valley Racing memberships have now sold out since we started.
That was in minutes.
There you go. You now cannot get to Moonee Valley tomorrow. You've shut it all down, Daryl.
The only way is if you join the band.
Hey, Byron.
If you're a bass player or a drummer, get in touch with Daryl.
That's the sort of pull I have in Melbourne, guys.
Well, I think it's Daryl's, actually.
I think it's all Daryl. And this is, it's been a privilege to watch
you're
also.
He's being too kind.
He's being the opposite of kind.
Play it again.
This has been the start of a beautiful friendship, too. Brendan Favola, Daryl Braithwaite, finally brought together and looking like twins in your black T-shirts. I mean.
Your hair's a bit dark.
Don't worry, there's salt and pepper coming through.
Oh,
you'll probably see me tomorrow on stage with Daryl, I would have thought.
Actually, have a chat about that. That'd be fantastic.
No, Daryl just said no.
Oh, Daryl's actually said no. All right, see you, Daryl.
There too. It's
going to be... Fifi, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Is it amazing time? This is when you... get to call in with an amazing story. It's one of those stories you just think to yourself, when I tell this at a dinner party, people go nuts. You know what? I'm going to stop saying that because who's having dinner parties?
Good point. I reckon
I've been saying dinner parties every time we set this up, and I haven't been to a dinner party since I used to sit under the table and mum used to have them.
But you get invited and then, I've got something on.
No, I don't.
You should host one, maybe.
I go over to friends and we sit around the couch and have Barbies, but I've never actually been to a dinner. My mates don't have dinner parties.
Just invite us over. We'll have one.
You know what we should do? I'm not kidding. Bring back the dinner party.
Yeah.
We should have a campaign to get people having dinner parties. Anyway.
Just make a note of that.
I've got a good story, guys.
Okay.
Amazing story.
So 131060, call through with your great stories and we'll judge them and tell you if they need any help.
I've got a dinner party on tomorrow night, so I might try this
on. Really?
No. But do you remember that time when Daryl Braithwaite came into the studio and sang Horses?
It just happened.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah.
That is amazing.
That short amazing. And amazing, that story. Your story needn't be that short, but if you've got one, 131060.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Is it amazing time where you call in 131060 and just tell us your great cracking stories and then we rate them for you. So it's quite a challenge. It's good fun to get us to agree with you, and occasionally it's more fun to tell you that your stories aren't necessarily great.
Sure.
There's one for everyone. Bobby in Ringwood. Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Great, Bobby. Bobby, I love your name already. I love Ringwood because I grew up there. So you're off to a good start.
You can't show favouritism because she's from Ringwood, though. You have to be objective.
Well, I went to school there. Bobby, tell us your amazing story.
I was in New York a few years ago for New Year's Eve, and I randomly got talking to a girl at the bar from Boston. We were talking about our jobs, and she said she works in the wine industry, and I asked who for, and she grabbed out my dad's business card. she was the sales rep for his winery in America.
Okay, just hold the line. Oh. I would have thought, I mean, have a quick chat between the two of you. I would have thought
that
was...
I reckon it's even better than amazing.
Well, it's not better than amazing.
Are you kidding me? A random bar in New York, Fev?
Yeah, I didn't
just
hear
chatting
what she
with. Okay, here we go. Chatting with a girl at the bar and says, oh, what do you do for a job?
Like, yeah, winery, I got that. But what winery?
Her dad's Bobby's dad's winery, like his company. Oh,
it's a crazy coincidence.
It's a woman, a woman from Austin.
Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, Bobby,
that's amazing.
That is a bona fide amazing story. You know, Bobby, that's our benchmark.
It is actually. I think that's... in many ways it should have been the last call we took. I'd be surprised if the next two callers are better than Bobby from Ringwood.
Bobby, well done. Ryan in Patterson Lakes. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Hey, Ryan, Bobby's a tough act to follow, but good luck. What's your amazing story?
Driving to work one day and got into an accident, and going to go and see the person who was in the car, his heart completely stopped. He wasn't breathing, so I dragged him out of the vehicle, and so I did CPR. Brought him back to life when paramedics turned up.
Mate, you're a lifesaver.
You've just saved his life. I mean, that's beyond amazing.
And now he's my best mate.
Oh, Ryan, it's a beautiful story. I wish we had the, yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, we should do a beautiful
sting. Because that's
He's a lifesaver.
Wow, Ryan, you are a lifesaver. You're a hero.
Every time they go out for dinner, if I was Ryan, I'd be like, you're paying, bro.
Yeah.
No, I saved your life. You're paying.
Good point. Are you suggesting, Ryan's now on hold, are you suggesting that it, whilst beautiful, may not have been amazing?
That's an amazing story.
Okay, so
there you go, Fev said that.
Just checking with Fev.
Dylan in Melton. Hi, Dylan.
Not about Fev.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Dylan, Friday.
Well, you know who this is, don't you?
No.
This is Honky.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Honky is the king. How are you guys?
Well, hang on, Honky. Honky from that infamous party at Crown where he
Melton
got
South really only.
Exactly,
One of Fev's teammates, Honky. How are you going, Honky?
Yeah, good guys, you.
Yeah, good. Honky,
Ring-a-ding-ding, Honky's the king.
110% I am.
110%, if you're not straight, you aren't my mate.
Honky,
that's
you're
exactly
amazing.
Yeah.
We love you already. You're amazing. This is a bit where you've actually got to fulfil what you've rung for. We need to hear your amazing
So far, it's just a bunch of catchphrases, Honky.
I don't really need to say it anymore if you reckon I'm already amazing. I can just ring you next time, can't I?
Nah, seriously, go.
All right, so about 4 years ago, it was Melbourne Cup weekend. All the boys come down to the pub. On a Monday, the Tuesday, and we were all sitting there, and I grabbed $10 off each of them, and I put some bets on, and we ended up winning $51,000.
Whoa! Okay, it's a lot of money. But...
and we only threw $10 on it.
Okay, so Fev,
Honky, you and Fev are mates, so we'll have a quick little
Well, he stumbled a lot, and he could have got to the point a lot quicker. So,
we'll press this one. Maybe it's funny after a few drinks. And obviously, gamble responsibly. You don't always win, unless you're Honky, of course, who's just always winning.
Well, that's exactly it, isn't it?
Hey, he's the king. Yeah, he's one of the great men. Fade him. just a quick shout out for the number one firefighter in Australia, my brother. They've got the Narrewarren CFA open day on Sunday at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Heaps of fun stuff for the kids. Vintage fire trucks down there. Jason's going to be doing a little bit of a fire, whatever they do.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
And I'll be down there at about 12 o'clock. So if you want to come down, hang out, get a photo.
I was going to say, get down there to meet Jace Favola.
That's like a meet and greet with Jason Favola.
Yeah, I know you'll be there.
I actually get to see what he does. It's amazing. I'm taking the kids down.
You'll be there, so people listening might want to get along and see you. But let's make this one about Jason.
Yeah,
okay?
No, Jason's
if I'm going
this is Jason's
event.
But it's Jason's job.
That's
so it's
amazing.
It's more Jason's thing.
Jason's the legend, the hero in this instance.
Yes, he is.
In Nazawaza.
Nazawaza.
Good stuff.
Mate, you can
I'll
come
be there.
Down.
No, I'll be there. Just come head up the Monash from Packy to Nazawaza. Yes. Let's do it.
All right. You live in Pakenham.
You should
Every
come over sometime. You should come over.
Everyone have a lovely weekend and go Winx.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could holiday every day. A championship golf course, pool, tennis courts, a bar and more. All in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au